It is a well-known fact that without the sun, life would cease to exist on the earth as we know it. There could be no plant life, and without plant life, there would be no food, because plants are at the very foundation of the food chain. We need the sun in order to survive. This is a scientific fact, but since all true science is undergirded by the Bible, it is also a biblical fact. Genesis 1, verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. The sun was put by God in the heavens to give light upon the earth. Physical creation teaches us spiritual lessons. In the Bible, light symbolizes life. In John 8, verse 12, the Bible says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Light represents life. The sun gives light, but that light is life, physically and spiritually. The physical sun and Jesus Christ, who is called in Malachi 4, verse 2, "And unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." There is a physical sun in the sky that preserves life on the earth. There is a higher sun in the entire universe that sustains the entire universe, and that is Jesus Christ. What am I trying to say to you, my listening friend? Whether physical life or spiritual life, the physical sun is outside of the earth. Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, is outside of the earth. He told his listeners in John 8:23, "Ye from beneath, I am from above. Ye of this world, I am not of this world." He said that even while he was standing on the earth. The lesson I'm trying to get across to you is this. The earth does not sustain itself. It depends on a source of energy outside of itself. Spiritually, you and I depend on a source of energy outside of ourselves, and that source is the Son himself, Jesus Christ. He tells us in John 15, verse 5, "Without me, ye can do nothing." At the physical level, without the Son, nothing can happen on this earth. As you keep the Sabbath holy, please keep in mind that as a part of creation, you are absolutely dependent upon God spiritually, as verily as the physical world is dependent upon the sun for life and for energy. May the Lord bless you as you keep in mind your Creator, as you celebrate what He has done the Sabbath, and as you remind yourself that you are dependent for your life upon a source of life outside of yourself, as the earth is dependent for energy upon a source outside of itself, and at the highest level, the entire universe is dependent on a source of energy and life outside of itself. Happy Sabbath, and may God bless you and doubly bless your lovely children.